For some Americans, going out to dinner is a treat, planned and budgeted for. For others, it's just a daily occurrence. And that second group of people is becoming the majority, as the number of Americans who enjoy cooking is declining. In the early 2000s, researcher Eddie Yoon conducted a survey to ascertain Americans' attitudes to cooking. The survey found that 15% of Americans loved to cook, 50% said they hated to cook, and 35% reported mixed feelings. When Yoon conducted the same survey 15 years later, only 10% of respondents reported a love of cooking, 45% said they hated it, and 45% had mixed feelings. Yoon asserts cooking is akin to sewing. As recently as the early 20th century, many Americans sewed their own clothing. Today, the vast majority of Americans buy clothing. Only a tiny minority still sew, and they do it mainly as a hobby. Yoon believes the number of home cooks will diminish in a similar fashion. Currently, the average American household spends over $3,000 per year on dining out. However, what people save in convenience, they lose in cash. Take buying lunch on workdays, for example. People spend, on average, $10 per meal when they buy lunch. Making your own lunch, meanwhile, will cost less. One survey found people only spend, on average, $6.30 when they bring lunch prepared at home. Americans' growing aversion to spending time in the kitchen signifies a host of challenges for the grocery industry. It's likely to detrimentally impact family finances as well.